Okay. So back in late 2004, that's when I first felt a strong call upon my life from God. And shortly after that, I was having lunch with my parents' pastor, and he gave me Acts 1:8. The Holy Spirit will come in power. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. And he told me that my family was my Jerusalem. And I was taking a missions course at that time. And, you know, I heard the words. I was like, but I was like, no, that's a misinterpretation of that, you know, verse. I was like, no, you know, he doesn't understand what that means. My family's not my Jerusalem. This year, since the spring, you know, I started praying about my family a lot. And then when we were doing the small group leadership training, I think it might have been the first Saturday, but Pastor Christian told us that we need to know our Jerusalem. And then it kind of struck me then, I was like, oh, you know what? My family is my Jerusalem. So it took me, 4 years to kind of accept that, but, you know, I accept that now. My family is my Jerusalem. I got to go home about a month and a half ago. I flew home 9/11. I was a little bit scary, but it was okay. I flew home, and I got to spend a week with my family, and a number of you were praying for me, and I've been praying a lot for my family, and I really wanted to share, you know, just things that God had been doing in my life. My parents attend church. I don't know. I think they're both kind of dry right now, but I have an older brother and sister who are not Christian. But as I went home, I got to share a lot with my sister, and it was great because she was really open. The reason I went home was actually for a funeral. Her ex-husband had passed, so she was really broken. You know, she was really hurt, but it was great just the time of sharing I got to have. And I think what was so good about it, or just really different about it, is just knowing that, you know, I had been praying for them, and then, you know, that many of you were praying for them. And it's so different from just, you know, talking to someone. You know, this time, like, I knew, like, it wasn't me, that, you know, God had been preparing work. God had, you know, I was just stepping into what he was doing. And so there was no pressure or no burden on me. And it was such a blessing because she was so open. She's read through John. She's finishing up Matthew, or reading through Matthew right now. You know, we're exchanging a lot of emails. She's just asking all these questions. So it's really exciting for me. She was telling me for the past 7 years, you know, her favorite band is this punk band called Thrice, which I've never heard, but then she started Thrice. Okay. Yeah. So she sent me, just like some of their song lyrics, and it's ridiculous because it's all scripture. You know, I was like, you have no idea, you know, and she's like, oh, Roy, you know, like, I found, like, this, you know, this one verse I read kind of sounds like this song. But the whole songs, it's like all scripture. You know, I guess the lyricist or the songwriter is a Christian, even though they're not necessarily a Christian band. And she's like, oh, you know, I think God's been, you know, trying to get me for 7 years. But I just wanted to share that. Thank you so much for your prayers. I'm so very excited. You know, we still exchange emails. But, yeah, you know, keep, you know, persevering praying for family or friends, because God is good.